This is iHeartMedia's Treasure Coast Connection.
The Treasure Coast Connection is brought to you by New Vision Eye Center.
Hello, this is Tony Zorbal. I'm the executive director of The Source. Looking for made-to-order food close to home or work? Look for our new food truck on the block, the Dignity Food Truck, operated fully by The Source. The truck moves to different spots Monday through Friday. In the mood for wings, sandwiches, quesadillas, or a salad? The Dignity Food Truck has that and more. Check out our location, menu, order, and pay from a simple Google app on your phone. I am The Source. We're open from 11 a.m. till the food runs out. Enjoy great food and help the homeless get back on their feet. Operated fully by The Source. Visit iamthesource.org for more info.
Call New Vision Eye Center for a consultation or second opinion. Your eyesight deserves world-class eye care. Visit newvisioneyecenter.com or call 772-257-8700.
Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, happy 2021, folks. You know, it's going to be a great year ahead, and I'm so happy that the Treasure Coast is at the point where we have the ability to kind of take a deep breath. We're through the holidays and we can persevere. And 2021 is going to be really full of great things, especially for a number of our supporters. A big thank you to our friends over at True Color Salon and Spa in Vero Beach off of Old Dixie across from Christie's Family Fitness. They have expanded their team. It's the largest salon in all of Vero Beach. And in saying that, you can be feeling safe in the social distancing that they provide, but also knowing that they've added on a few new team members. There's truly a stylist for everyone within the salon, accommodating all budgets and schedules. They are open into the evening. They open early. They're open on weekends. So True Color Salon and Spa, 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. If in the new year you are looking for a fresh cut color style, well, by all means, go check out True Color Salon. Mention the Treasure Coast Insider. We'd be forever grateful. Happy to support our friends and our partners over at True Color Salon and Spa. Also, if home ownership is something you are considering in the new year, don't forget Caliber. I'm telling you, this is the time right before taxes come back and with the potential new chunk of change a number of us Americans are going to be getting. Think about how you can get out of the rent rat race, how you can own your own home or potentially invest and make this a new avenue of income for you and your family. Caliber Home Loans can certainly help you with that with offices in Melbourne, Vero, and Port St. Lucie. Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. Now, my favorite idea for the new year is to really do my part to help in my quote-unquote diet, right? Because diet isn't just what you eat or drink. It is also what you read, what you watch, and who you surround yourself with.
Sure.
And so I know that personally, especially in having the full launch now of the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network, it's all about positive and looking forward and how we as women and individuals can grow and be the best us possible in this 2021 year and moving forward beyond that. And so I'm so elated that my friend Helen Millman, now acclaimed author,
thank you,
is joining us in the studio and giving us a deep insight on her new book, A Mother's Poem, which is just so beautiful, not just in its illustrations, but in its message. And so, Helen, congratulations on this publication and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
I am happy that you're here. From one mother to the next, this did, in fact, bring a couple of tears to the eyes. You know, I feel, though, that as a mother, even though my son is now 14, like, I have the ability when I see something that's semi, you know, sentimental, I can, like, cry on a whim.
Yeah.
Ever since pregnancy, it's a gift now. I can just do it. And this had so many great messages. share with our listeners what the inspiration was behind A Mother's Poem.
A Mother's Poem was written on Mother's Day during COVID. As you know, we were quarantining for about 6 months. We were very, very good abiding citizens. We were staying home and not going anywhere. So I had a lot of time hands-on with the kids.
Yes.
Just all the time. And on Mother's Day, they created something fun for me on Mother's Day. I had to do a treasure hunt in the house,
ooh,
you know, to find my gift. And they made me, you know, arts and craft and all kind of stuff. And I wanted to write a couple of lines of thank you. So I went into the room and I envisioned just writing a couple of thank you notes with the palm of my hand, you know, to put it in.
Oh, cute. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And suddenly something poured out of me, that message, because as I was doing that, I envisioned a connection between a mom and a child. You know, when
so
she reads
special.
That, what,
mm-hmm.
you know, what a child would, how will a child feel if he hears this? And what will happen to the mother as she reads these lines? You know, for her to connect with her emotional experience and for the child to just hear how much gratitude he's receiving in words. You know, not everyone has easy.
Oh, no, not everyone has an easy upbringing. And I think that, you know, you do a great job in this book of being able to capture the message from the mother's voice as to how come she's a good person is because of her children, in essence. And I think that that's really so special. So when your family got a chance to see this come to life, what did they think?
They were very, very excited. I think their immediate reaction at first was clearly the illustrations, right? So there was not much connection right away. But when the book came out, and it was actually in hands, and we were reading it, they were very excited. And my five-year-old, I wanted to make sure that it's understandable to little kids. And I said, hey, what is this book all about? And he said, it's about how much you love us, Mommy.
Aww.
And it was very touchy, because that was exactly the message I wanted to deliver and make sure that a kid that hears this understand how much it's being loved. How much the kid is being loved.
And whether or not they feel that connection at home is up for debate. As a matter of fact, that was some of the honest testimonials that you got from a number of individuals that said, listen, you know, our circumstance is very unique. I remember you telling me a story not so long ago about a family that the father was raising the children because the mother had to, you know, go away and serve some jail time. And yet this message still resonates from a father to a child, or even from the mother's standpoint, even though she's not there. It's so important for a child to realize that, hey, you're still loved.
Yes, correct. And that is the message, because, you know, some kids don't have a mother, you know, like in this situation, she hopefully will be in a picture one day. But sometimes it can be your sibling that's playing that role, or your aunt, or your dad. And I think the bottom line is that whoever plays that role, please always know that you're loved and you're a huge contribution to whoever is taking care of you. And there, here is that moment for us to realize it. So it is called A Mother's Poem because I believe it is a story that lives in a mother's heart, whoever plays that role. And in that case, it was the dad, but who is reading it for the intention for their kids to know that their mother loves them. Even though she's not there, she's
right.
Healing, she's taking care of herself. But they have a lot of questions. So a dad gets to read that book, which a lot of dads are responding that way as well. They feel the connection.
Now, you yourself, with your incredible accent, are not originally from the United States, right? So just give us a little bit about your history, because then I want to go into another testimonial that you had shared with me, because I think it's super relevant.
Absolutely. Thank you. I was actually born in Israel. And I live in America 24 years.
Happily married, three children.
Yes,
right. As obviously the impetus of the book. And so with that being said, it's a different culture, right? So mothers aren't as necessarily as hands-on or as active as some American mothers might be. So you had shared a story with me recently about a lady who was of Arabic descent, I believe you had said, and she was just like really kind of not in touch with saying I love you and all the emotions that go with steering children up, and whoa, she found your book.
So actually, yeah, she's not Arabic. She is Muslim, her religion. She is a good friend, and she's had the book for quite some time. And, you know, she's very, very conservative. And in being conservative, and it doesn't matter what religion you are from, in being conservative, your life is very private. You don't just share, and especially feelings is not something that's out in the open. And she had the book for quite some time, and I thought that it didn't, you know, have any impact on her whatsoever. And shortly before Christmas, she reached out to me and said, hey, I wanted to tell you something about the book. I didn't say it for a long time, but I think it's important that you know. And she said that she had a very challenging upbringing, very difficult upbringing, and very different from how it is in the United States and how privileged we are here. And she said, not every mother knows how to be a good mother. And well, your book makes me want to be a better mother.
Oh,
I know. That really, really made me very emotional and grateful, because I felt like this is exactly the purpose of the book. This is exactly what I envisioned. And she told me she read it a few times. And every time she feels a little bit frustrated, she remembers a couple of lines or a page from the book, and it stops. She just stops and kind of like chooses different words, or
there
chooses how
right.
she's being. And that to me is a miracle. It's magic. Something so simple that can impact somebody like that is amazing. She's a beautiful person, you know, and I know she's a great woman, but we don't always see ourselves.
Right.
We are only human beings. We're not robots. So here goes an opportunity. Reading the book is to be enlightened with the lessons that we learn through motherhood, and have the opportunity to be grateful in such a way, and to tell the children, this is all the things that you were teaching me. And I'm so grateful, because I'm realizing this about myself too. So not only am saying all these things for you of how magnificent you are, but I'm also understanding, wow, this is what I'm learning from each message.
Every day we learn something new.
Absolutely.
And motherhood is definitely an ongoing learning experience.
Absolutely.
And the fact that you did it three times, you know, like, oh my goodness, I myself am a one and doneer. But yet I feel like each child is so different and unique. I know as the eldest of four, I always joke with my mom, because she'll be talking to us and interchange our names and so forth. And I'm like, do I look like Antonio at all? But, you know, it's just, you know, it might have just been the one thing that I had said, and it just made her think of. And so, you know, there's just so many ways, so many rewarding ways that as mothers we can find humor and appreciate the small things in every day, that a message like this, especially in a fresh new year, can be so relevant. So A Mother's Poem is available for purchase. Where can one find it?
It's available at Barnes & Nobles and on Amazon. It also is available locally here in Vero Beach at the Vero Beach Book Center.
Wonderful. And that's Helen Millman, double L in there, Helen Millman, A Mother's Poem. And the illustrations, I'm loving them. I mean, they truly are fun, vivid, colorful. How did you manage to capture that in conjunction with your illustrator?
The illustrator is an art teacher from Jacksonville.
Oh.
Yeah. Great guy. And he really liked the manuscript, and we worked together, and I intentionally wanted to enhance a family versus Bears or Ducks or, you know, a typical children's book that we love, we all love very much.
But sure, they're
but
fun.
In order to really get people connect with that emotion, I wanted to enhance a family. So he is also a father, and it really spoke to him, this story. So it was not that difficult to get to the point with each illustration.
Does that make sense? Oh, most certainly. It's colorful, it's animated, yet it's still real. And I think that, you know, but the fact that the pages, with each page is just a few simple words, short and sweet, each line. So a child of really any age, once they're able to start reading, is able to refer back to this on their own. I mean, who doesn't like love a good read aloud? But the fact of the matter is they could easily digest this on their own too, which is equally as important as you flip through each page. So once again, we're here in the studio. We're talking A Mother's Poem with author Helen Millman from right here in the Treasure Coast. You're listening to the Treasure Coast Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your hostess with the mostest. There's much more in store. Please don't go anywhere in this New Year's show edition.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, TreasureCoast.com.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today. Welcome back. Happy 2021, friends. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Shout out to our friends over at White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. Here
Love
to make your...
White Glove.
Yay, you do, Helen.
Yes, they did our service when we bought our house a few years ago, and they were fabulous.
Well, thank you for noticing. And let's face it, the real estate industry is hot right now. People are moving. I would simply suggest that if you know you're moving, the very next call should be, in fact, to your friends at White Glove. It's always a complimentary survey. We're able to save the date. No deposits required, and whether you're moving across the street, across the state, or across the country, as an interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines, our White Glove team would love to make your move as easy and stress-free and affordable as we did for the beautiful Helen Millman. And of course, shout out to our friends over at Foxy Nails, open 7 days a week in the Fresh Market Plaza right here in Vero Beach. If you are looking for true nail artists, they are able to implement any design that you see. They are so style forward, massage chairs for the little girls, and bridal parties, bachelorette parties, all those parties that I never did. they host them there, and they really do go out of their way to make you feel special. Gift cards always available. Foxy Nails, open 7 days a week. All right, so in the studio, Helen Millman, she's a local author extraordinaire, A Mother's Poem. And we're talking about this beautiful book that is, in fact, now on the bestsellers list and award-winning. Tell me about that.
Thank you so much, yes. So in October, my publisher sent me an email, and it read, "Congratulations, best-selling author." I could not believe it. I was just in
You're
shock.
Like, I love that title. Oh, my goodness.
Now, at first, I thought it was kind of a blog, So I clicked on it, and there she is congratulating me in October for being one of her bestsellers. So that was really amazing. And as an author, you know, there's different levels of bestsellers, right? You want to be this bestseller. So this just really gave me the reassurance that I am on the right track, and I'm very grateful. And Lisa, my publisher, was just very proud of me and congratulating me. And within that, about a month later, I received this poem was honored a finalist in America's Best Book Awards in the category of Mind, Body, Spirit.
Oh.
So thank you. That was a huge, huge emotional
yes.
moment for me, and very happy. I'm just very happy that, you know, it moves so many people and it touches so many people in the right spot. For different people, it would be a different page, but the message is there. People connect with what speaks the most to them in that moment, vibrationally, if that makes sense.
Of course.
And
so then to that point, I do want to just quickly share two things that I think is really valuable. I know that we will be able to elongate this in different talks that you will be giving throughout the Treasure Coast. I know that you are slated to speak at two of the Treasure Coast Premier Women's networking luncheons
yes.
in 2021, close to Mother's Day and also close to Thanksgiving, because again, this positive message really is so important, especially on those key dates throughout the calendar year. But you do, in fact, provide some of these books as a donation.
Yes, ma'am.
For some of the children that might not be having the same type of always 100% positive home environment, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And exactly. How is it that you find that those particular organizations, or if you want someone that's listening to reach out to you and to explain what their organization is like to maybe benefit from a couple of books, how would they go about doing that?
They can reach out to me in an email.
Okay.
I do have a website as well, helenmilman.com. And there is a link in there to my email that they can contact me.
Beautiful.
And I am happy to make a donation for underprivileged kids. There's a couple of churches in town that I worked with, and I want to be able to emotionally gift and support and give the child the gift of them knowing how special they are. And sometimes if you're a single mom, you may not be able to experience all the things that you see in the illustrations monetary wise, but it doesn't mean on the emotional level it's not there.
Right.
And maybe the children have their own interpretation. Well, like grown ups, I would say, you know, but sometimes you think a child thinks one thing, they think much more deeper than we imagine
that
in
they
the moment.
Can.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. Because they're just like us in a small body. So it's really important to keep in mind. So yes, I am very, very honored and happy to do that. And I really want to touch as many families as possible. And if it's an underprivileged family, if you're fighting to put bread on your table, I don't imagine you're running to the bookstore and getting a book. So I will be very privileged and honored to contribute that.
And that's HelenMilman.com. And we do have about 2 minutes left. I want to just touch on a couple of things, if I may, real quick. There's actually, for any of the opportunities in some of the various private schools and the like throughout the Treasure Coast, there is an opportunity to potentially secure you as a on-site reading with an entire program kind of working towards the message of this, not just the read aloud of the book, but also an experience to go with it. So anyone that might be listening thinking this sounds like a great thing as we near Mother's Day or anything like that in particular, even Valentine's and the like, HelenMilman.com. You can reach out and email her directly, because it
Absolutely.
Really is a cool activity that couples with this that I think is really profound. And in our last minute, if you want to just quickly share the story of the sister who got this book for her sister that had lost a child, I think that that's just impressive.
That to me was the most miraculous, mind-opening, heartfelt moment, because in the book I do talk about the let's cherish the opportunity of never taking any moment for granted. And when that teacher reached out to me, wanted to purchase some books, and she told me who they were for, and the fourth one, she mentioned that it would be for her sister who lost her child. And within that moment, I kind of froze, and I felt, oh, how unfair. I really don't think it would be appropriate, because I do share life experiences, and I specifically talk about, let's take this each moment and cherish it. And she insisted, and after reading it, they decided that she wants to take it to the grave and read it to him in the grave. I was just sobbing. I just could not imagine the healing that it would provide in that moment for the mom. So I'm very grateful.
Helen, we're very grateful for this book and for the opportunity to start 2021 off on a positive note. A mother's poem, Helen Millman. You've been listening to the Treasure Coast Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Happy 2021, folks.